In this bulletin, the National Cabinet fails to reach agreement on COVID-19 border restrictions. 59 more COVID-19 deaths reported in Victoria. And in sport, two Richmond players under investigation for potential coronavirus breaches in the AFL club's Queensland hub. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunil Awasthi. The Prime Minister has sought to lower expectations of the National Cabinet during the COVID-19 pandemic after he failed to get agreement from the states on key issues. While seven states and territories backed the goal of opening borders by Christmas at today's meeting, Western Australia refused to do so. Scott Morrison says the states have different outlooks on present and future COVID-19 challenges.
So we've decided that this notion of 100% absolute consensus on any issue is not a way that the National Cabinet can indeed work. And so what we will do is we will set out areas where we can come together and get as many states and territories as possible to come around that agreement. Not everyone has to get on the bus for the bus to leave the station, but it is important the bus leaves the station, and we all agree on that.
Premiers and chief ministers agreed to pursue a consistent model on what constitutes a COVID-19 hotspot, but refused to endorse a definition provided by the country's acting chief medical officer, Professor Paul Kelly. Mr. Morrison insists the Commonwealth won't punish any state financially that refuses to open its borders. The Premier of Western Australia, Mark McGowan, says while there were productive discussions with the Commonwealth at the meeting, his state would not be setting an arbitrary deadline on its borders without heeding health advice.
Western Australia is the engine room of the national economy. Prematurely reopening the state's borders will risk both the state and national economies. If we had an outbreak that led to the disruption or closure of the mining industry, it would have a significant impact across the country. It wouldn't just impact WA and WA jobs.
States are also putting pressure on each other in some cases to open borders. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has urged her Queensland counterpart Anastasia Palaszczuk to reconsider the state's border restrictions.
When I think about the impact on people, I don't necessarily think about them on either side of the border. But I think really during a pandemic, you have to look at this issue from a compassionate perspective, a human perspective, and appreciate that people with medical challenges, with compassionate reasons, or just to get to work, need to be considered.
Ms. Palaszczuk says the state has set up a specialised health unit dedicated to helping those affected in border communities. Victoria has recorded another 81 COVID-19 cases today and registered 59 more deaths. 53 of the fatalities are from before yesterday and have only now been reported under revised Commonwealth reporting guidelines. The deaths have increased the state's pandemic toll to 650. The national toll is now 737. With active cases in the state now down to a little bit more than 2,000, Premier Daniel Andrews on Sunday will reveal the state's timetable for easing restrictions. Mr. Andrews says he understands the frustration and pain businesses are experiencing under lockdown, but is still urging patience.
This is not something that we are choosing to do. There is simply no alternative but to ease out of these restrictions in a safe and steady way. And I know we all want this to be over. We all want the same thing. But the notion of opening up quickly, the notion of opening up in that way, is not a responsible thing to do. It is not a safe thing to do, and it will not be a lasting thing that we do. It will be 5 minutes of sunshine, and we will be back into these sorts of restrictions again.
The Victorian government has also extended the moratorium on landlords evicting renters until the 28th of March next year. Another Sydney school has been forced to shut as New South Wales has recorded another 8 new COVID-19 cases. All staff and students at Regent's Park Christian School have been advised to monitor for symptoms after a positive case. Those who attended after-school care on Monday and Tuesday are required to self-isolate for 14 days. Of the 8 new cases today, one is in hotel quarantine, while 3 are connected to the City Tattersalls Club gym cluster, which has increased to 57 cases. 2 cases are linked to the St Paul's Catholic College outbreak at Greystanes, and there are 14 cases linked with that cluster now. To sport, and in the AFL, two Richmond players are under investigation for COVID-19 breaches after being arrested outside a Gold Coast strip club. Sydney Stack and Callum Coleman-Jones were arrested after an altercation in Surfers Paradise at around 3:30 a.m. this morning. Police said both men sustained facial injuries and were issued with precinct banned notices and penalty infringements. The AFL says it is currently investigating the incident, which Richmond says it immediately reported to the league. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and a top of 22 degrees. Adelaide, a possible shower and 18 degrees. Melbourne, a possible shower and a top of 17 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy and 15. Canberra, mostly sunny and 17. Wollongong, sunny and 20. Sydney, sunny and 21. Newcastle, an early shower or two and a top of 23 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny and 27. Cairns, a possible shower and a top of 28 degrees. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News.